Scientists continue to make advances in the search of a malaria vaccine. The first results released from a large-scale phase 3 trial of the RTA vaccine showed that it reduced the risk of malaria by half in African children aged 5 to 17 months. This was announced at the Malaria Forum in Seattle, Washington. The study was conducted at 11 trial sites in 7 African countries. The director of the Kintampo Health Research Center, Dr. Sedu Usweje, tells Series O Swakumore on the results.
We've had a positive result from the initial work that we have done. This is not the final results, but this is a big hallmark. And I can proudly say that the vaccine we tested, the initial results for the first group of children that we vaccinated gave us a 66% protection for clinical malaria disease. This is a partial vaccine, as we've been talking about all the time. We were expecting something around 50%. The results that we got from the trial, I mean, has been emphatic, is really what we expected.
You got how much? 56%?
56%.
But you were expecting 50?
We were expecting anything around 50. So I think this is a...
How was the atmosphere like?
It's very exciting for the scientists, including myself. We know how worrisome malaria has been to our community members. Parents tend to lose children when they shouldn't lose them. And so if we are advanced into getting a vaccine, that half of the time will be able to affect the diseases, and for that matter, then we should be excited. And as scientists, when you make a contribution to public health, you feel proud because you think that you have made a positive impact to mankind.
How many more results are we expecting?
Actually, as I mentioned, there are two groups of children that we have vaccinated so far. We started with children who were 5 months to 17 months at the point where they received the first vaccine. And this is the cohort that we have these results for. There's a younger cohort that we also vaccinated. They were 6 weeks of risk at the point of receiving the first vaccine. The reason we are particular about this area is that they are the ones that go for the routine immunization, EPI, as we call it. If it worked in that group, then it means that we will just be adding the malaria vaccine as an additional one to the routine ones, like the penta vaccine and the polio vaccine that we give to the infant. So we are very particular about these results, but I must say those children were vaccinated later on, so those results will be available a year's time from now. The other thing we will be interested in is how long the protection will be. We would like to follow the children a bit longer. So the ones that we have results for, we'll be looking at them in a year's time and in 2 years' time. And the younger ones that will be getting the results next year, we will still be looking at those ones. So actually the whole process will be completed in 2014.
Director of the Kintampo Health Research Center, Dr. Sedu Usweje, commenting on the results, the co-inventor of the vaccine, Dr. Joe Cohen, commended African scientists for achieving the success. He was optimistic that the vaccines, when licensed, will be accessible to all.
Have a plan to make the vaccine that we believe can produce as many as 30 million doses of vaccine a year, certainly by 2015. So I think there will be plenty of vaccine to start. And then, of course, if there's a higher demand, then we will have to build a new plant or increase the capacity of this one. But certainly for 2015, we certainly will be able to cover what we believe will be the demand at that time.
Co-inventor of the RTS vaccine, Dr. Joe Cohen, ending that interview by Teresa Owusu-Akun.